Indiana's Little 500 bicycle race is next week. It's the 36th running of the women's race, which is different than the men's race in several ways, including in distance. In this week's City Limits, Aubrey Wright explains the history of the race and how riders get ready for the competition.
Grace Washburn is pedaling hard in her last lap, repping Melanzana's bright yellow jersey.
She's built a lead, and the white flag is coming out. Can Washburn hold on?
Washburn, the team's captain, did in fact hold on and win it last year.
Washburn cheering twice is nice for Melanzana. They go back to back and win the 35th Women's Little 500.
Melanzana could be the first women's team to win the Little 500 three times in a row on April 19th back at the Bill Armstrong Stadium. This time, senior Sarah Hughes, co-captain of Melanzana, and she'd like to make history too. This is her fourth year with the team, and she says it's not all about winning.
Well, the women's race is only like, 1 hour of like the whole year, and we put in so many hours outside of that.
To Q, supporting her teammates and enjoying the ride goes hand in hand with trying to break records.
You know, like taking things very seriously, but also having fun and working hard, and then maybe we'll see how we do on race day.
Though the number of riders has ebbed and flowed through the years, the women's race is shaping up this year. 34 teams registered.
I remember being on riders council and kind of being like, oh, I want to see a full field. That would be great.
That's Little 500 director Emily Carrico, talking about her racing years from 2016 to 2019.
But I think for me, that was more wishful thinking.
Now she works with riders in the IU Student Foundation. She credits students on the Riders Council and steering committees with bulking up the women's race this year.
What's just impressed me so much is the dedication that's from our students.
The women's race is 100 laps. That's about 25 miles. It's shorter than the men's. Carrico says one of the biggest misconceptions is that women wouldn't be able to do the longer men's race. They can.
For them, splitting up 25 miles between four of them is nothing. You know, that is probably less mileage than they get on their easy days.
Carrico says the shorter distance makes the women's race unique. There's no forgiveness.
Because it's so quick and it's so action-packed, and you just, if there's a mistake, you really don't have time to make it up.
Q knows what it's like.
I will say, I think the women's race, maybe I'm biased, but I think it's more fun to watch because it does go, it's very fast-paced.
Teams have to consider when they'll change riders or how fresh their legs will be. If they're behind, it's going to be even harder to make a comeback.
But the strategy is just, it's just completely different in the women's race than the men's race.
Carrico says most people just don't know how much work Little 500 riders put in all year round. Sophomore Kathleen Lemmy rides for Kappa Alpha Theta's team, and she can speak to that.
We hop on the bike April 20th, you know what I mean? Even after the race, like the training doesn't stop.
Theta became the first women's team in 1988, and it's the women's team with the most wins. Lemmy says riding for Theta feels like she's part of something bigger than herself. She's carrying on a legacy.
Because it's had so much impact on obviously like all of our lives, and like that's the race we train for every single day.
She's with her team 24/7, showing up for each other on and off the track. As an underclassman, Lemmy says she wants to carry on the legacy of support and love. She says it's more than just cycling.
This team is just absolutely incredible. They've definitely been there for me through some of my like most like hardest days. So I'm so grateful for them.
Lemmy and Q agree that race day is inspiring.
Rider, ready, set.
The stadium is decked out and packed with fans, and riders who have trained next to each other all year finally take their places for the Little 500.
I can't describe the feeling of how like fun it is to see everyone on the track.
Lemmy and Q are both excited.
I feel like at the end of the day, it's just so cool to have all of these incredible women come together and like really like show all the hard work they've been putting in throughout the rest of the year.
The Women's Little 500 on April 19th begins at 4 p.m. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
We discuss Bloomington affairs and answer listener questions every Thursday morning here on Morning Edition for our weekly City Limits series. Submit your question about the city, and our reporters will investigate. Find more details at WFIUnews.org or in our City Limits Bloomington Facebook group.